The message of Pope Benedict XVI for the 49th World Day of Prayer for Vocations was released on Monday. The theme this year is Vocations, the Gift of the Love of God. In his message, the Holy Father calls on the clergy, religious, and catechists of the Church to pay close attention to those members of parish communities, associations, and ecclesial movements who sense a call to the priesthood or to a special consecration. He said it is important for the Church to create the conditions that will permit many young people to say yes in generous response to God's loving call. Father Robert Gall is professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross in Rome. He spoke to Charles Collins about how important it is to foster religious vocations.
Well, it's a beautiful message from the Holy Father. It's like a love letter, which emphasizes that vocations come from God, not from the individual who's called, that the initiative is taken from God, and it's an initiative of love. And it's really personal, particular love for the person who is called, and that God calls the person not just in time, but even before creation, from all eternity.
Now, in the message, he also talks a little bit about this love of God in the sowing of vocations and the role of other people. First of all, he talks about the role of church personnel, if you may, you know, priests, religious,
sure,
catechists, in looking for vocations in other people. How important is the church personnel's role in fostering vocations?
Well, it's a really interesting question because it has a lot to do with what sometimes people call an alleged shortage of vocations, as though God were holding himself back or as though God were not calling enough people to the religious life or to consecration, the ministry of the priesthood. But of course, God doesn't hold his grace back, and there is no such shortage of vocations, although there may be a shortage of response, both from the individuals who are called, but also from the church as an institution. And in fact, it's interesting that the Pope also mentions bishops. He mentions bishops, priests, and he strongly exhorts bishops and priests and consecrated persons and catechists and everyone involved in educating, including parents of families. He exhorts all of these people to contribute to constructing a context within which people can really respond to the vocation that they're receiving from God. So it's an exhortation to the whole church to make sure that there is such a context. And the context needs to be one of prayer before the Holy Eucharist, and also, I think, of strong formation so that those who are called by God can receive that formation, including specifically he brings up the need for spiritual direction and how spiritual direction can help individuals to discern that their vocation is truly authentic, that the voice that they hear within their heart, that the grace is truly from the Holy Spirit, and it is to that call that they are discerning.
You mentioned the family. The Holy Father, in his message remarks, calls the family a community of life and love, and that in this place, young people having this experience of self-giving love, hopefully, can also spur them to a vocation. Often in today's world, let's say parents aren't as open to the idea of their children having a religious vocation. What can we do to help foster this sense of vocation within the family?
Well, it certainly is a very high ideal that the Pope envisions for the family. He even says towards the end of the message that the family should be a reflection on earth of the Most Holy Trinity. This is after saying that the family should be modeled upon the Holy Family of Nazareth, Jesus, of course, and St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it is true that some parents can impede and try to dissuade their children from following a vocation to God. I think a way of helping them to appreciate the beautiful gift that it is to their family to have a son or daughter of theirs called to a vocation in the religious life or to the priesthood is to help them to appreciate the fact that through self-gift and self-sacrifice, one doesn't lose really anything because one gains God himself, one gains Christ. And the entire message from the Pope emphasizes how the vocation isn't for the sake of some utility, like doing it for the sake of getting something for oneself, but rather when one enters into it as entering into the mystery of God's love, one gains divine life itself, which is much greater than anything that we can see here on earth. So it's really a question of faith on the part of the parents, that they really appreciate the wonder and the beauty and the mystery of divine love. And so this message is very much one of also preparation for the Year of Faith, which begins in October.